You are now in the narthex. Originally, this element was a transition space outside the church's sacred premises. Religious services could be heard by the catechumens, the penitents, and the onlookers, possibly in the conversion process to Christianity. Sometimes ornamentation is very elaborate and impressive, a replica of small churches with devotional altars. Here, Saint-Léon's narthex is mainly a passage introducing the visitor to the symbolic universe of the church. The wooden doors separating the narthex from the church were sculpted by Aviero Marchi from Ninkeri's drawings. The same sculptures are reproduced on the two faces of the doors. The themes of the lateral doors are vices and virtues. The central doors bear the effigies of Saint George, patron saint of the English, and three archangels, Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. Guido Ninkeri's stained glass windows, installed in 1954, feature St. George and St. Michael, patron saint of the Catholic Church. Above them is the figure of God, a dove, symbol of the Holy Spirit, and a monogram of Christ, all representing the Holy Trinity. A priori, everything appears to promote a certain duality, evident in the dialogue between the sacred and the profane, vices and virtues, and on the social-cultural level by the side-by-side presence of St. George and St. Michael. This duality is found unified in the church, where the elements are assembled and linked together in the expression of the central theme initiated by the figure of Leo I. The reign of the latter was characterized, among other things, by a desire to strengthen harmony between all Christians recognizing themselves through the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Now, please enter the church through the central doors. Above, under the organ gallery, are paintings of the coat of arms of the parish with the motto Vicit Leo, accompanied by the coats of arms of the city of Westmount, Pope Pius XI, and Monseigneur Paul Bruchesi. On the floor, at the threshold of the central aisle, is the inscription Hec est Domus Domini, meaning This is the House of God. In order to admire the decor of Saint-Léon Church in its entirety, please sit in one of the front pews in the middle of the church in the space created by the junction of the nave, the chancel, and the transepts. Before proceeding with the visit, we invite you to take time to admire the many works of art surrounding you. You can accompany this pause by selecting track 7 to listen to a musical excerpt, Agnus Dei, from the Mass of Saint-Léon, composed and interpreted by organist Denis Bédard.